funny thing is, after the war and after I got straightened up,
yes,
and got working, I never mentioned the war to anybody. Nobody ever mentioned it to me. We never talked about the war until Ray called me up and wanted to go to that
reunion.
Air
That's
Force
what got him all interested.
Reunion in 1989.
Yeah.
Never ever thought about it anymore.
And that time only got interested.
And the work and all the people, no one ever asked me about the war. We never talked about the war.
But then he didn't mind.
But then we got real wrapped up in it when we started.
It's all settled in his mind
when
now.
When we met the Second Air Division.
Yes.
Yeah.
The fact that they were all same airplane and all, we had so much in common. My kids couldn't believe the way we all bonded together at the reunions.
We took our children to several of the reunions, uh-huh, and they said, we can't believe how close all you people are here. They really enjoyed it.
It's the same thing with my father's tank battalion, you know? When I went to that first reunion, and that was 1987, mm-hmm, I was welcomed like family,
because my dad had
been through what they went through.
Yeah. At the Air Force reunions, everybody would take their albums in the hospitality room and lay them out and share them. People read them all the time, didn't they, Jack?
No, and I took these tapes to the hospitality room.
It seemed to be the favorite tape, but
uh-huh, it came out good.
Have you sent one of those to Linda?
I sent one to her, and she never even acknowledged it.
Oh, I will bite her head off.
Never even acknowledged it. Uh-huh. About a year ago.
Yeah.
I'll chastise her for that.
Do you have an extra one here, Jack, of them or not?
Not really.
No. You don't have to.
Give them to our kids. That's
I can't burn those.
No, we can't burn that.
Nancy knows how to do that, but I don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can take something off of a video cassette and put it on a DVD.
But you can't talk about DVDs.
I interviewed another veteran in Mesa, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And he insisted that I take, he had a booklet called Barbed Boredom, written by a POW shortly after the war. Yeah, almost like a pamphlet, you know, and he said, take it, you want to read it, but make sure you return it to me or to his wife after he's gone, but make sure I send it back. Well, I got home, and I thought I'd have to scan it or retype it, and the whole book is up on the internet.
Oh my.
Oh, really?
And in the back it had a roster of, you know, probably 8,000 or 9,000 names of people who were in Stalag Luft 4.
Oh my gosh.
And the whole roster is up on the internet, including Ray.
Yeah.
That was the camp he was in.
Oh my.
So now when I get home, I can send it back to him right away.
Uh-huh. I don't think we've ever even brought up there's quite a bit about the Castle Mission.
I'm responsible for a lot of it.
Yeah. We've never even brought that up.
Yeah.
Read it sometime. Yeah, there's so much.
But a lot of what's up there is drawn from these
interviews.
The interviews, you know, in this set.
Uh-huh.
Because I used
to type
them all up.
And that's real kind of you to
please, it's my pleasure.
Yeah.
And Ray is in the second set. There's no set order. You could mix them all up.
Yeah,
it's just
individual ones with different people. A lot of the people we know, too, you know.
Yeah, the only one that the very first one is all a compilation,
mm-hmm,
you know, just to give an overview of the mission.
Mm-hmm.
But each individual interview, mm-hmm, there's...
We'll listen to these regularly. You want us to return them to you?
No. That's for you. I make these all myself.
Yeah. Whenever I, some people go over here and watch this, and other people, I just let them take it home because they want to show it to their kids or their husband. So I always put a little brief, what the Castle Mission was, how we took off that day, and how we got separated and all that. So they know what the Castle Mission means.
Mm-hmm.
Before they watch the tape.
Mm-hmm.